Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe. April showers bring May flowers. We're in April. We had some rain this week in New Hampshire. I was disappointed. I wanted to get one more ski run in, but that isn't going to happen with the rain. But those of you that are listening to this on Saturday, April 2nd, there is the SEA 5K road race at 10 a.m. So I hope that you can join us, and you can still sign up for the Capital Air Race Series. So if you're listening to this radio show at 9 o'clock, just drive up Loudon Road, head to the Department of Transportation, and at 10 a.m. there's the start, but you'll have time to register. That's the SEA 5K Road Race and Fitness Walks. Or if you're a walker, you can also go. And I hope to see you there. And you can say, gee, I just heard you on the radio, and there I'll be. With me today is Eleanor Vien. She's the Director of Professional Relations at Northeast Delta Dental. And Eleanor, I know you see a lot of me during the week, but thank you for coming in this weekend. I'm sure you have better things to do than spend your weekend with Tom Raffio, but thank you for coming in.
My pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you, Eleanor. So you've been with the company for 25 years, correct?
That's correct.
So what's the secret to your longevity?
Enjoying what I'm doing, enjoying the people that I work with, and the leadership that you provide to the company, Tom.
And I already, and her performance review is already done, so this isn't even a situation where she's doing apple polishing. Well, that was so nice of you, Eleanor. Thank you. The other thing I would say is, and I would say this to all my young colleagues out there, some of whom I mentor, some you run into me at road races, but the ability to accept the fact that the only constant is change, wouldn't you say that?
Absolutely.
And you've adapted your job. I mean, there's been some years your job has taken one focus, and other years it's taken another focus. And it's no different. In different shows, I've talked about Health Rural Wellness, which is powered by the Previsor software, which is a company we purchased from the state. It's located in the state of Washington, but we'll have an office right here in Concord. And two of your colleagues, Dr. Shannon Mills and Heather Brown, who is a registered dental hygienist, are moving over to that new company, and they've accepted that change. So that I would say that in that case, it's a change of company. In your case, it's being able to evolve as we've grown. I know when you started, and I started about 21 years ago, I mean, the company was like, you know, 60 million and 60 employees, and now we have, you know, two big buildings in Concord, 200 employees, 350 million. We have this new Health Rural Wellness program. We have more, you know, selective professional review, and you've been able to, you know, adapt to all of that change.
Yes, and it's been a wonderful ride, as I say, and we appreciate all the support that we get. We as employees get from upper management to give us the tools and the information that we need to do our jobs the best we can.
That's fantastic, Eleanor. And really, you've heard me say this many times, that it's not the speeches and stuff that I give, but it's all the people back at the ranch keeping the trains running, and you're a big part of that. And obviously, a year or so ago, you got promoted to director, so congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
And at the recent all-employees meeting, we call those all-colleagues meeting, Eleanor was recognized for her 25 years, along with several other employees. So it's amazing if you walk up the stairs at our One Delta facility, there are dozens of employees that have been there for 25 years, some, Bill Ambrukas, as much as 40 years, and yet we also are sprinkled with energized newer employees as well. So it's a great combination, I think.
It sure is. It brings a lot of freshness to the company and new ideas and new ways of looking at things to have the newer folks come on board that and the more seasoned employees that can share their knowledge and background with
I
the
like how you put that, board. More seasoned. I like that. But it is a great combination of Eleanor's institutional memory, excuse me, and expertise, as well as, you know, the new ideas, and that's what makes the company a juggernaut. So, again, as a reminder, the SEA 5K road race is Saturday, April 2nd, excuse me, at 10 a.m. If you want to register for the entire car series, it's runcarsnh.com. That's runcarsnh.com. You can also register right before gun time at the SEA race. Now, last week's show, we had one of our newer dentist consultants who works with Eleanor, Dr. David Hanlon, and he was talking about dry mouth and some of the causes for that. It's more prevalent now as people are living longer and taking various prescription drugs for other ailments, Eleanor. As we get older, we take it also, you know, we take pills, and then that creates dry mouth, which creates, you know, gum issues and other issues. So David described that and some of the steps, you know, that you know, dentists take to address that. Great feedback from Dr. Hanlon, and I think you agree with me, Eleanor. He's another example of, you know, bringing someone new into the company with a perspective, public health perspective, et cetera.
Absolutely. He brings a lot to the table for us.
So today's show is, though, on a program that we call Panda, and I see the listening audience can't see this, but I see a beautiful, beautiful panda bear. Have Panda Bear Will Travel. Everywhere I take Eleanor, you know, legislative receptions, annual meetings, she's always there with a smile on with a panda bear. So tell us what PANDA stands for.
It stands for Prevent Abuse and Neglect Through Dental Awareness, and it's a program that our Northeast Delta Dental Foundation supports that helps educate dental professionals and their teams on recognizing the signs and symptoms of child abuse and neglect, what their reporting responsibilities are, and where they need to make that report and what information is required in the report. It's a wealth of information about a subject that isn't a happy subject, but certainly one that's necessary in this day and age so that we can get the families and the children the help that they need.
And so I know this program has been around, you know, over two decades at Northeast Delta Dental. I think we adopted it from one of our sister Delta companies, Delta Dental of Missouri.
That's correct.
In the same way they adopted one of our programs, the Guarantee of Service Excellence. And just as an aside for the listening audience, one of the great things about the Delta Dental companies is we are separate companies, so the buck does stop in Concord, and I can make decisions without having to clear them with Chicago or something like that. But there are other Delta companies across the country, and each one can be sort of a laboratory of ideas. So Delta of Missouri came up with this Prevent Abuse and Neglect Through Dental Awareness idea using the panda bear as its symbol. And we have the world-famous Guarantee of Service Excellence, which guarantees aspects of our customer service and claim turnaround and calls, et cetera. And Delta of Missouri adopted that. So it's a kind of a great quid pro quo. But getting back to the panda program, what are the responsibilities of residents in general, as well as the dental profession, in terms of reporting suspected cases of child neglect?
New Hampshire has a Child Protection Act, as do all the other states. And within that Child Protection Act is the list of mandated reporters, which dentists are part of. But it also is unique in that it says any person who suspects child abuse or neglect shall make a report to the Division of Youth and Family Services. So we're all mandated to report. We all have the responsibility and the ability to make a report. It is a simple phone call to DCYF. Obviously, if the child is in immediate danger, you would want to call your local police department. But you make that call to the social services agency that is responsible for following up on your suspicions. And I'd like to really reiterate that you're making your suspicions known only. You're not making an accusation. You're not trying to get someone in trouble. You're trying to get that child the help that they need. So you make that report. The social services agencies will follow up with the family. They'll see what's going on, and they'll get help for that family if they deem that it's necessary.
And so to file such a oral report, for example, the New Hampshire number for DCYF is 1-800-894-5533. That's 1-800-894-5533, or 603-271-6556. Monday through Friday. And as you said, though, if you thought there was some immediate danger, you just call 911.
Exactly, exactly.
So obviously you're just expressing your concerns, and there may be a logical explanation. So I know when we've had this program before offline, you know, I get the question, well, what if it turns out it was some logical explanation for it and I didn't really want to stick my neck out? I mean, how would you respond to that?
I think we should still always make our suspicions known, just to say, hey, I think there's something odd going on here. And if you make a report in good faith like that, you're protected by law from any criminal or civil action against you.
So when you present this to a dental office, you make that point to the team there, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And I assume what you do is alert them to their professional responsibilities. And I know when we first introduced this program, not necessarily all dental offices were aware of their professional obligations. So you've really provided a great educational tool as well.
Yes, this program is wonderful for that, and its purpose is to raise that awareness and be aware of the patients that come into you. One of the things that I found very interesting when I first started working on the program was that 65% of all the injuries that children suffer from child abuse are in the head and neck area. And those are areas that the dentist and their hygienist and their dental assistants examine every day. So being able to recognize whether that bruise was an accidental injury or it was an intentional injury by a parent or a caregiver is a very valuable piece of information, and it's one that the program provides for them.
Great. And if you're a dental office listening to this, Eleanor can be reached at 1-800-537-1715, extension 1304, or she can be emailed at evn@nedelta.com. And her extension was 1305. So we'll return with Eleanor Vienne, our Director of Professional Relations, after commercial break. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio with me this weekend, the first weekend in April, is Eleanor Vienne, our Director of Professional Relations at Northeast Delta Dental. She's had a stellar quarter century career at Northeast Delta Dental. And Eleanor, be honest, like when you started 25 years ago, did you think that literally a quarter of a century later, you would still be with us?
Well, I was certainly hoping to be, but it's something that you never really think will happen, and it just seems like the years have flown by so quickly because we've had so many changes and new business opportunities. It's been a wonderful ride, as I say.
Exactly, and I mentioned one of those being the recent acquisition of the Previsor company, which really powers our health or wellness program, and of course Eleanor knows this, but the two cleanings a year, for example, while certainly it's a good benchmark and we would encourage you to see your dentist twice a year, but it's actually not based on science. It was actually based when, in the 50s and 60s, when toothpaste companies were trying to get people to go to the dentist at all, and they would say, you know, visit your dentist twice a year. With the Previsor software, those of us that may have issues with our gums or diabetic and other issues, actually, we might need three cleanings a year, or we may need fluoride varnishing, or we may need counseling for nutrition, or we may need, if we're a smoker, hopefully nobody is, but if there is someone out there that still smokes, that the dentist would counsel you on smoking cessation, and that all of those items can be reimbursable if you're a dentist with Delta Dental who have subscribed for Previsor, and if your employer, and that's most of them now with Delta Dental, have opted into the Health Rural Wellness Program. So sometimes I'll use how Health Rural Wellness and Previsor interchangeably, but in effect, the Previsor software is what powers the How program. And a few weeks ago, we had Dr. Randy Tillman on, and Randy is another colleague at Northeast Delta Dental. You can see that we definitely are a dental insurance company because, you know, 7 out of the 15 of our board members are dentists, and we have a lot of dentists on staff, many of whom are part-time, but like Dr. Hanlon, who I mentioned, but Dr. Randy Tillman is full-time. Dr. Shannon Mills is full time. So we definitely have an orientation to making sure we're doing what's right from an oral health perspective. But one of the things we know from Dr. Randy Tillman is that the number one disease amongst children in New Hampshire, and even though we're better than most states in the country, I think in terms of some metric, we're like fourth in the country as far as oral health and being healthy, the healthiest state. I think we're fourth in line, but the number one disease amongst children in New Hampshire and nationally is caries, oral health disease, cavities. And I also know from my work with the State Board of Education that the number two reason for lost school days is issues related to the gum and teeth, and the number one reason is a common cold. And then from an employer's perspective, if you're a CEO or a human resources VP, the number two reason for lost work days also relate to oral health issues. So we, you know, Eleanor has heard me say this. If I said it once, I said it a million times, but the mouth is part of the body, and you can't have good overall health without good oral health. And that's well above the self-esteem issues. Obviously, if you have bad teeth, you'll probably be self-conscious about smiling for an interview, so it's going to be harder for you to get a job, et cetera, et cetera. And then there are all these systemic issues. And as mentioned, it's still, even though to me it's solvable between fluoridated water and going to the dentist and training your children to brush and floss in between visits. And by the way, that's why we do the Northeast Delta Dental Stadium and the Oral Health Challenge. We're trying to educate kids and parents about the importance of oral health. But if you do have access to fluoridated water, if you do brush and floss in between visits, you know, if you go a couple times a year, you know, you basically won't have any caries. I have four kids. They grew up with fluoridated water or access to it. They don't have cavities. So yet, Ellen and I will open our mouths here and we'll see some amalgams in there. So even though my parents did their best, they took me a lot to the dentist. We didn't have access, you know, to fluoridated water. So it's definitely solvable, but it still is the number one oral disease amongst children. The other thing I wanted to point out was something called baby bottle syndrome, which I know falls under this. So maybe, Eleanor, you can explain that, because that sometimes is more of an educational issue.
Absolutely. I know that when I was young and my babies were little, I put them to bed with a bottle of milk, not knowing at the time that that wasn't good for their teeth because of the acid accumulation. I know now, and obviously my grandchildren didn't have bottles at their night times. But early childhood caries or baby bottle tooth decay is a very serious condition, and it falls in with the PANDA program because it has to do with dental neglect. And dental neglect is one of the things that we're trying to prevent through the PANDA program. If we see that children have untreated caries, untreated dental disease, and there's a willful refusal of the parents to follow through with recommended treatment, that constitutes dental neglect, and it's something that should be reported to the authorities so that they can get to the bottom of it. Maybe it's an educational problem with the parents. It's amazing to me that so many people, even nowadays, just think that, oh, they're baby teeth, they aren't important, they'll lose them, I don't have to do anything or take care of them. It's amazing to me that people still believe that. So it could be a matter of educating the parents on proper care of their children's mouths and how important follow-up with the dentist for the dental care is. It's also an important issue financially for the parents, too, if they simply can't afford on their own to get that dental care for their children. By making a report to the authorities, you can put that parent in touch with the agencies that can help them find the financial resources and then the ability to get the child the care that they need so that their dental health is not neglected and they aren't in pain anymore.
Now, our program, the Prevent Abuse, Neglect Through Dental Awareness, or PANDAS, is really part of an overall coalition, which includes obviously Northeast Delta Dental, but also the New Hampshire Dental Society, the State of New Hampshire Department of Health and Welfare Division for Children, the New Hampshire Technical Institute, or NHTI Auxiliaries Department, New Hampshire Dental Hygienists Association, Hygienists Association, and the New Hampshire Dental Assistants Association. So it seems like you have all the players on board. So I assume this is a, you know, in effect, our sort of dental, our own sort of voluntary effort to make sure the community understands these facts and how to report suspected cases of child abuse and neglect.
That's correct. We have all the stakeholders are at the table. All of them have reviewed the program before we launched it to say, yes, we give you our seal of approval. We want to be involved with this program. And indeed, I've been offered given the opportunity to present the program to the dental hygiene and dental assisting students at New Hampshire Technical Institute. They've incorporated the program as part of their curriculum for these students. So they get this information before they go out into the field of dental hygiene or dental assisting, and they know ahead of time what to look for and what their responsibilities are to report and what to report. It's very exciting to see that opportunity for that educational piece that is so important to the child's dental health.
Now, we have a lot of dental office teammates that listen to our show, so maybe this is the first time I've heard about the Panda Coalition. So would a dental office just contact you, and how would that work so they could sort of get the adoption of the Panda Bear, et cetera?
They certainly could just call me. Again, you gave my number, 800-537-1715, extension 1305, or my direct line is 223-1305. And I'd be happy to schedule a lunch and learn with the office, come out at the office convenience to present the program as at a staff meeting, just so that information is there for you. And as Tom referenced, the little Panda Bear, the mascot of the program, is available for adoption, and the funds that realized through that help support the program and get the materials that we need. But the foundation is our major source of support.
Now, you mentioned the NHTI Dental Hygiene School, and so the question is, how do we get this program into, let's say, all the other dental schools, University of New England, Forsyth in Boston? So do you also call other schools as well?
I have, yes. I actually make this presentation to the Vermont dental assisting students at the Vermont Center for Technology in Essex, again, presenting that information to the dental assisting students. Contacts have been made to various other schools. We're in the works of making that happen.
Beautiful. If you look at our mission statement of the Panda program, the goal of the Panda Coalition is to create an atmosphere of understanding in the dental community, which will result in the prevention of child abuse and neglect through early identification and reporting of children who have been abused and neglected. And as you said earlier, the dental office, the dentist, the hygienist, they're probably in some of the best positions to see potential abuse, because, like you said, it's through the head area.
That's correct. And parents are more likely also to bring a child to a dentist for care after an incident rather than bringing that child to a doctor. People are more aware that physicians make reports, but they aren't so aware that dentists also make these reports.
And so the dental office would make the report, and as you said, if it ends up that it was actually a reasonable explanation, it wasn't abuse, there's no repercussion for that. So it's erring on the side of the reporting because, as you know, last year in America, United States, over 2.7 million children were victims of child abuse and neglect. So Eleanor's contact information for the dental office teams out there is 1-800-537-1715, extension 1305, or directly 223-1305. Eleanor, you do a great job with this program as well as many other areas. Thank you for joining me this weekend.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
And again, runners, if you're listening to this on Saturday, feel free to get to the SEA race right up the Department of Transportation off of Loudoun Road. Tom Raffio will return next week with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.